Loyalist Township Council approved another $20,000 in funding for their Family Physician Recruitment Incentive Program as they welcome more new doctors to the area. According to staff, discussions are underway with three new family physicians interested in setting up their practices in Loyalist under the incentive program. The township would see two new doctors in Bath and one in Amherstview. The township's operating budget in 2026 approved an additional $40,000 on the basis that two new physicians could be expected to join the program. But as interest exceeded staff expectations, the extra $20,000 was needed. The program began in 2023 with an incentive of $100,000 paid over 5 years in return for 5 years of practice in Loyalist with a roster of at least 1,200 patients. Since then, four physicians have joined the Loyalist Family Health Team in Amherstview under the program. The latest of the four to join, Dr. Jamil, was recently approved by the province to join the Loyalist Family Health Team and will be taking over provision of services to Dr. Goldstein's patients. Staff's report noted the payment is due once physicians obtain the roster of 1,200 patients. This is expected to happen quickly, but could still take until later this year to be confirmed. Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about the importance of new physicians in the area.
I've had very positive feedback. It's great to see the residents really happy that they finally have a doctor and there's opportunities there for them.
Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend noted the work of staff and the township's CAO.
I know she's worked very hard on this. This has been a priority of council from the beginning of our term, and it's so nice to see it continue to go from success to success.
CAO Rebecca Murphy noted how the program has benefited the area.
One of the doctors that's in Bath now was going to go to Kingston, but Kingston, their money had run out, and so they didn't have the incentive available this year, and so they came to us, and that's really great. But the even better news is that he feels that they're looking at expanding and doing renovations in Amherstview and in Bath to add more and more physicians. And I've begun talks with Kingston and neighboring municipalities for them to pay the incentive. So if a doctor does set up here but doesn't fully roster Loyalist residents and sort of shares in that we can benefit as a region too through this model.
Murphy also spoke about a company looking to bring doctors to the area under their own model, partnered with the township's incentive program.
This is an interesting model where a company is interested in essentially helping pharmacies with their business by setting up clinics within a pharmacy, and then they work on recruiting physicians here. The model is where the pharmacist manages the head lease, and then the physician and the clinic only pay overhead to this company to sort of manage the clinics. The company doing this is Verismo Health, and they have 33 clinics throughout Ontario and ran out of spaces for these kind of functions in the GTA and looked to Loyalist Township because of our incentive.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.